Look at us go. I know how to do it, everyone. Okay, so hello, everyone that just jumped on. Hold on one second. I think I need to spotlight myself. Yeah. Oh my God. It was better when I didn't spotlight myself because I was in little square. Now it's like, oh my God, big head. It's like, you know, when you're taking a selfie and like the person that takes the selfie, which is usually me, has a bigger head. You know, did you notice that when you take a picture? I know, it's fun. Okay, welcome everybody to the You Do You workshop. So we are going to be chatting about, you know, planning activities, prepping for the summer, and organizing group events. So you guys are going to be super proud of me. I created this cool presentation to follow. Look at me. I know. So we're going to get ready to welcome the sunshine. So if you live in the GTA, it was like, flip-flop weather. I'm like, what is happening? So it was such a beautiful day. I hope you guys were able to go outside and enjoy the sun and the great fresh air. But if you live in parts of the world that is snowing, I'm sorry. But here in Ontario, it was such a great day, especially in our neck of the woods. So this workshop, we recording it, and we're going to get, we're going to embrace our journey and make this summer our most unforgettable one. So what I'm going to do is, how do we do that? So I put together a presentation with plenty of fun ways to exercise or include activity. From your home workouts for beginners to new challenges you could try through the month. And then I'm going to end it with like these fun community group activity things. So wait, you guys are going to be blown away. So hold on one second. So I have to share the screen. You guys are just wait. Hold on one sec. Just let me figure out. Oh, here. No. Can't wait. One. Caller, please hold. Let me see if this is, do you guys see the presentation? Do you see embracing your journey, summer prep, fitness, fun? Did you guys see that? Oh, wait, is it a full screen? I'm assuming it's a full screen.
You need to take a little bit, there's a little window in the center.
What's the winter? What is that?
It in says presenter window.
You have to
X that off.
Yeah. Okay, hold on. I don't see it. One second. Oh, it's this one. Okay, hold on. I thought I was doing good, everyone. Just a second. Just let me open this up again. Every day is a test. Okay, hold on. Let me hit present. Enter full screen. Okay, so what a What about now?
It just says you've started sharing your screen.
Say what?
It just says you've started sharing your screen, but there's nothing there.
Okay, well, this is great. But that's not fun. You guys don't, I shared it again. You guys don't see my presentation?
No.
Oh my God. I'm so sad. Hold on. Let me try to download it in the PDF form and then we'll take it from there. Oh my God. Isn't this great? Sorry. Don't hate me. It's almost there. Okay, so I'm just gonna change it. Okay, so now let me see. Hopefully, I'm gonna share my screen. Do you guys see it now?
Perfect.
Do you see embracing?
Yep.
Do you see? Oh my God, amazing! Okay, everyone, here we go. Look at us. It just takes a little bit of, prep work. So here we go. Embracing your journey, summer prep, and fitness fun. Don't you love the graphics? I know. Okay, so here we go. So I put together, oh yeah, no, I got it. Do you see the second page? Oh, it says hello, sunshine, hello, summer.
Yep.
Okay, perfect. Okay, so here we go. So these are examples of things. So if you were looking for ideas of what to do, this is it. So one sec. So I put this together. So number one, discover a new route on your bike. So you can, do you guys know that you can burn between 450 to 750 calories per hour of cycling, as well as tone muscles and focus your mind? I know. Did you guys notice the bike that I put on there? I know. Look at the images. Number two, you can walk your dog or volunteer to take your neighbor's dog for a walk if you don't have one. So get outside and let your dog take the lead on helping you get your daily exercise in. So these are examples. There's more. Hold on. There's lots of fun ones. Master a skipping routine. Do you guys see the skipping rope? There are plenty of jump rope workout tutorials for beginners online. So you can actually do it inside or outside. Number four is play frisbee at the park. When was the last time you played frisbee? Oh my God, that is so fun. Do it, because introduce a bit of competition with your friends and family with a frisbee competition. I know, isn't it great? The next one is, do you see the second screen, the third screen that says number five, six, and seven? Can I get a thumbs up? Do you guys see that? So here it says go swimming. I know, look at me. That's me in the pool. Did you see that with my little face on there? So swimming helps improve your flexibility, your balance, it builds muscles and enhances your endurance. Seven, host a dance, oh, and that's six, host a dance party. So get sweaty, burn calories, and move your entire body on the dance floor. So host a dance party, invite your people. Number seven is use the stairs, right? Just a simple way to get extra steps in. If you work in a corporate office, or if you're, going to wherever you're going that has stairs, use stairs if you can. Number eight is carry out household chores. Do you see me? Look at that picture of me sweeping. Did you see that? Did you guys notice it was me? Does it look like me? So on average, you'll burn around 165 calories per hour of general household chores. Isn't that fantastic? Then, number nine, try a new sport. So I'm going to give you some ideas like fencing, martial arts, ballet. So why not use your exercise challenge as an opportunity to try something new? So you never know, you may want to keep it up long term. So try a new sport. I think that's pretty cool. Like, there's no way I'm doing ballet. I can't be in a pink tutu. Anybody with me on that one? Martial arts, I can do. Number 10, anybody go paintballing with your friends? Have you guys ever tried paintballing? It hurts if someone shoots you with paint, but it's fun. So that's another great idea, is paintballing. Number 11 is master the art of yoga. So this is a great cardio exercise. And in my opinion, it's a great strength workout too, because you're using your own body weight. If you've never tried it, I highly suggest you trying yoga. It's an overall, exercise for your entire body. It's good for your mental health, induces resistance, flexibility, cardio, all that jazz. So if you haven't tried it, I would do it. Number 12 is joining a running club. I don't have to explain further. You guys know what that means? So then this is another great one, is this. Attempt rock climbing. So rock climbing is both fun and physically demanding. It combines both strength training and cardio in a single workout. Let me talk about rock climbing. I tried rock climbing and I went up maybe 2 feet, no, a foot, no, maybe two or three. And then I'm like, no, I was afraid of heights. I'm like, this is where I'm gonna die. So I tried it. It was fun, but I'm like, I no, rock climbing is not for me. I tried to go as high as possible, but then I started like crying. I didn't start crying. I was just like, no, it's happening. Hike a mountain. I did one of those last year, but hike a mountain. So it doesn't have to be anything crazy. Hiking a mountain is fun because you can take a group of people with you. And plus, it's you can spend time in the wilderness by hiking a mountain, small, big, flat, hilly, doesn't really matter. So I would try that. That's something that you should do. Like, do you see the little image that I put together? Like, we're all helping each other climb a mountain. Oh my God. So number 15 is hula hooping. Did you guys know that I took classes for hula hooping classes? I was taught how to hula hoop properly. It was like a 6 weeks of beginner classes on how to hula hoop. So the first time I went there, I'm like, my hula hoop is broken because it didn't want to stay on my hips. But it had nothing to do with the hula hoop. It had to do with my hip thrusting skills. So it was so fun. Like, try hula hooping. Like, if there's a place in your area that offers like classes on how introduction to hula hoop, I would definitely try it. Another one, which is great because summer is coming, is join a team sport. So what does that mean? Like, fun baseball. You can join a basketball team, a softball team, a volleyball team. Like, join a team sport. How do you find it? If you Google where you are, like in your area, like there's so many leagues, like a bowling league. So see if a community, your community offers team sports that you can participate in. It's a great way to socialize. So it's something that, that you're thinking outside the box. So hopefully these suggestions are getting your mind turning. The other one is go bowling. Oh my God. Bowling is not easy. It's super fun. And you have like a good hour and a half to 2 hours of physical activity. So it's a great way to socialize. It's a great way to have a good time. So go bowling, either a 5 pin or a 10 pin. It's an ideal place. So the next time your friends or your family has a birthday, organize a birthday party at your local bowling alley. Host a sports day. You're like, what is that? So I would get your friends and your family involved for a sports day. So from egg and spoon races to tug of war, this is a fun way to get you in your exercise for the day. So host your sports day. So if you've never been to an Abadi picnic, you need to come. And that's what we do. It's a sports day. So we do fun things like holding a orange cheek to cheek and running back and forth, like fun activities. So I would do it. It's coming up. You can organize your own picnic and get these done, right? I know, aren't they? I know it's a good idea. So think of like minute to win it type of ideas. So if you Google minute to win it, a lot of these different fun things happen. So that's something to consider. Gardening. First of all, you won't see me gardening because I kill plants. Me and plants, I'm a plant killer. I've tried gardening, so I don't have a green thumb, but my dad loves gardening. Gardening is such a fantastic way to get vitamin C, vitamin D, a great way to exercise, a great way to get whole foods, plant-based in your fridge. So I a little bit about gardening, just from my experience of my dad. I mean, he fills his whole freezer up for the winter, because of his gardening skills. So he does beans and he does leafy greens, he does tomatoes, basil, asparagus, zucchini. So he really spends most of his summer months in the garden. So that's like great physical activity for him, a great way to be outside, spend his day, and then he gets his freezer and fridge ready for the winter. I know. So he saves a lot of money from going to get produce at the local grocery store. Cleaning outdoors. So the garage is cluttered, the closets are bursting, the front door needs painting, or maybe the gutters are full of leaves, right? So it's the perfect time of year to have a yard sale or to get those household repairs done before the winter rolls around. But that's not for like a whole year ahead. The winter is slowly dying and summer and spring it's coming. So cleaning outdoors is a great way. So it doesn't even have to be your own house. You can do your own house and then help another neighbor out. But think about all the things that you can do outside that is so physically active, and plus you kill two birds with one stone. You clean your yard and you get physical activity in. So my dad has an acre in the backyard. I'm using my dad a lot because this applies to him, and he calls me all the time to help rake the leaves. Oh my God. Talk about physical activity. It's 3 hours of raking, picking up the leaves, carrying the bags outside, and the like, it's just ridiculous. So anything outdoors that you can clean, I would highly suggest it. It's a great way, to do it. Oh my God, there's still more. Okay, number 21. Fur kid frolicking. What is that? So you might have a dog called Sparky and Fido. Aren't they fun names? So they love the warm weather as much as you do. So get moving together. A lot of research shows that dog owners already get more leisure exercise than the average person. Why not kick it up a notch at the dog park for an off-leash chase? Well, I was thinking about this one, and it all depends on your dog. So I had two English bulldogs. They're like, no, we are not running. We're just sitting here on the grass. So it depends on your type of dog. If it's high energy, that's awesome. If it's, an English bulldogs like I used to have, they're like, no, thank you. But if you have a fur pet with you, I would highly suggest taking advantage of it and just run around the park with them if you can. Number 22 is shopping. Okay, shopping. There is going to be lots of places where you can go. Like they have in Ontario, they have the St. I don't know, whatever it's called, St. Pete, St. Joseph, St. Something Market. And it's like, I forget what it's called. It's in London somewhere. God, I can't remember. So it's like this big flea market. So it'd be kind of cool. Like, get to spend a day and just go shopping at different various sections in your area. So find outdoor markets, go antique shopping. Like, it's just a fun, filled day with your family or friends. And plus, you'd be active. So shopping, can be expensive, but if you just a window shop and leave your credit cards and your cash at home, it's fine. And then maybe you can bring a friend that will just buy something for you. That's what I do. Yeah. Produce picking. You're like, what's this? So I would go to, like, if you really Google places, like you can pick your own cherries and your own strawberries and your own apples, but also like your pumpkins in the fall. So produce pick, or go to a farmer's market. You know what I mean? It's so much fun. Instead of staying inside, go outside and pick your own produce, right? So that's a good suggestion that I had. Going about town. So what does that mean? So I would check, this is a great thing. So I would Google and check festivals in your area. There is gonna be, in my area would be like, the Strawberry Festival or the Markham Fair or, a jazz festival, a music festival, county fairs, dancing fairs, all that jazz. So I would definitely Google and find out what's happening in your area and be involved with your community and just walk around. Because if you've ever been to a Markham Fair, that's like a whole day of walking. Good Lord. So it's fun to do things like that. So hopefully these ideas will trigger something in you. Another one, this is a good one. Look at this. Look how cute this slide is. Solidarity sport. What does that mean? So if you're an introvert, try a solidarity sport, such as archery. Which focuses the mind and is a lot more work for the body than you might realize. Paddleboarding, horseback riding, body surfing, windsurfing. So things that you can do on your own. Axe throwing. Lord, axe throwing is so much fun. So think about things like that that you can do by yourself, or you can bring a friend or a family member. So be creative and think about different sports, that different activities that you can do. How do I know these things? You can Google them. Solidarity sports and a whole bunch of things pop up. If you're brave enough, not me, skydiving. Wouldn't that be fun? A bucket list. So if you're a super adventurous thrill seeker, it can strengthen back muscles and improves flexibility. You can actually skydive inside. Like there's places where you can actually do skydiving in like this a special place to do it. Like trampolining would be another great way. So if you Google fun activities like trampolining or skydiving indoors, there's so much things that you can do. Trampolining is so much fun. However, if you're over the age of 40, I would wear, depends. Hint, wink, wink. Okay. This is another thing that I love doing, and it's called plogging. So if you love the outdoors for its beautiful scenery and fresh air, you may enjoy plogging. It's a Swedish term that refers to picking up litter as you explore the outdoors. So think beach cleanup, but by doing things like anytime outside, you're outside. So beach, walking, picking up litter. Isn't that great? You can organize a community plogging day. So that's another fun way to include activity. If you never thought of that before, you're welcome. This is a great way to do it. Another one is, color people, it's called forest bathing. You're like, good God, what is that? So if you really want to immerse yourself in nature, try forest bathing. So no, you don't soak in a tub among the trees. Instead, you stay silent through the forest and get in touch with the outdoors. So the experience of immersing yourself in a forest has been shown to improve immunity and mood. So use your phone camera to capture those moments. You can get a sketch pad to capture what you see. So this is more of a mindful physical activity. Do you know what I mean? So forest bathing is fantastic. You need to walk inside the forest to get there. So there's a lot of benefits for forest bathing, and there's a lot of communities that put something like that together. So I would definitely look at your community calendar and see what if your area offers that. Another one, oh God, flying a kite. How fun is that? This is another solidarity sport. Flying a kite. When I thought about this, I'm like, I don't remember the last time I flew a kite. I'm gonna fly a kite tomorrow. Like, I'm so excited about that. Like, that's fun. So think of fun things. It's such a feeding your joy type of activity. So now I want to share with you some fun community group activities. So there are tons of these activities in your area. Your Google is your best friend. So I'm just going to give you a couple of hints to get your mind going. So, what does this mean? Community and group activities. Are you ready? New slide. You can do the North of Seven challenge. So if you Google fun obstacle races, marathons, community involvement, a lot of these things come up. So this is the North of Seven challenge. So it's like they prepare like an obstacle race, and you need to go through all these challenges, but it's pretty cool. And this starts in the summer and goes into the fall. So this is a great one to look into. Hopefully it's in your area. Another one is called the 5K Foam Fest. This is just a fun day. So it's like Mud Girl, but it's actually in foam. I've done these a couple of times in the past, and it's a 5 kilometer obstacle race in foam, in water. But then foam turns into mud, so it's actually like Mud Girl. But I thought I would share something like this so it would trigger something in your brain that you can like search in your area and be like, oh, this is something fun to do. Another one is Mud Hero. So this is more advanced and more challenging than Mud Girl that most of you guys know. But this in my area, it's close to it's in Albion Hills, but this is Mud Hero. So they're the obstacles are more challenging, but just like Tough Mudder, Spartan can be another one. Spartan is very military based. So I would Google it and say yes and sign up to them. Another one would be like the spring runoff. So these are like, so I would do like, I would search 5K, 10K runs and raise funds for your local charity. The one thing I need to talk to you about this is just because it says a 5K, 10K, half a marathon, or a full marathon, everyone needs to hear me when I say you do not have to run it. Even though it says run, what are they going to do? Kick you off the course? You don't have to run it. You can run maybe 1 kilometer and walk the rest. You can run half of it and walk the rest. You can walk the entire one. You can walk the entire race. You can speed walk. So I would do it because it's different parts in your area, different scenery, different vibe. And then plus when you sign up to these challenges, it's in the back of your mind. So you're always active because you want to make sure that, when you do these challenges, that you can complete them. So it's a fun way. Another one is called Run for Hope. So it's another charity, a charitable a race that you can do. Hopefully it's one in your area, but there's Run for Hope is another one that I do. Look at this. This is called the Five Peaks Run Wild and Cold Trail Races. So this is a more advanced one, but why not try it? Why not do like a wild trail race? Like it's pretty cool. There's different trails that you can be a part of, and it's called Five Peaks. So if you Google Five Peaks, a lot of it will come up, but it'll be kind of cool if you participated in it. And then, you have the year to train for it. Like, why not do it? Like, just say yes. The worst case scenario is there isn't any. You just do the trail race and sign up for it and be proud of yourself. I would do it. I've done a five peak race before. It's pretty cool. I'm going to be taking part of this one. So this is the Georgina Spring Fling, and this is a 5K, 10K, 21. So I've signed up for a half a marathon. So I'll give you an example. This one I've offered it to my Kilimanjaro group that we went, and we're going to do the half marathon. Everyone was freaking out, but I said to them, we don't have to run it, people. We can like walk it fast. And in my head, I'm like, if you climbed Kilimanjaro, you can do a half marathon. But I wanted to share with you like different ideas of what's out there and make it fun. So I've given you enough information and content that you can like think of different ways to be active this summer, and you can include your family and friends and making it an adventure. So I stopped shared. Oh my God, look at me. Did you guys like what I did? Oh, let me hear what's in the chats. Yay to summer, Allison. I tried rock climbing when I was in my 20s. That was it. Marilyn, you're hilarious. St. Jacob's Market. That's it, Tracy. So I would love to hear from you guys if you've tried anything fun like these, or if I've missed something that you want to share. But hopefully, my PDF presentation sparked an interest. So hopefully you would try something new. Did you like it? Do you have any questions you want to share? Should we end it? Are you guys good? I hope you guys liked it and I put a smile on your face and you're like, ooh, that's something that I'm gonna try. Was it okay? Yes, thumbs up. Okay. So I'm gonna, well, for those of you that catch on the replay, thanks everybody. I'm just gonna pause the recording or stop the recording.